This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is our friend Dan Kraft, who's a special projects reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back.
Thanks, guys.
There's a story that you've been working on for some time.
Yes. This is one that we've kind of kicked back and forth and looked at from a couple of different angles. And we're finally ready to say, okay, we've got this one nailed down. We know what we're trying to say here. Let's publish it.
And before we talk about what it is specifically, let's talk about that, the fact that a special project, you can sometimes think, okay, this is going to be ready by June, and then sometimes
it's
something
not.
Else. Yeah.
It's not.
Sometimes it's not ready. Sometimes it takes a turn in a direction you never thought it would go. Sometimes something else is simply more breaking, more current, and it gets bumped or backburnered to accommodate something a little more timely.
The slug on this, the title that reporters give it, is Green Valley.
Yeah, and the Green Valley is actually a phrase that we used on a similar story about 4.5 years ago, and even then we stole it from the folks that were promoting this Green Valley.
Borrowed. You borrowed it.
Borrowed.
Sure, that sounds better.
They'll give it back.
It's sort of an evolution of the Silicon Valley term from out in California with all the high-tech jobs in the 80s. And the green comes from the ecology/conservation/sustainability movement, which if you've been following it for years, you know it's had many names. It's not always exactly the same concept, but it's similar.
The idea that this could, some people want it to be a green valley?
The original story we wrote several years back, and we'll have a copy of that available online at nwaonline.com, sort of addressed the hopes and the dreams of local leaders, business, politics, to turn this area into the green version of Silicon Valley out in California, to bring in the green jobs, the green companies, and really take that sustainability movement and claim their economic stake in it.
How's it going?
Well, we've all seen what happened to the economy since that point. There's a lot of hope out there still. There's still plenty of folks that think that that's possible. It's a good idea. It's doable. The reality in creating jobs, there aren't many. The startups are struggling for capital. The major government initiatives have been cut back somewhat due to lack of money. There are exceptions, the Razorback Greenway bike trail that got some federal stimulus money. The initiatives are easier to identify. The jobs either aren't there or it's hard to define them. If you're taking a heating and air technician, sending them up to the green training program at Northwest Arkansas Community College, it's teaching them ways to do more energy efficiency, energy audits in a house, new techniques, new materials. What's not real clear is whether that guy walks out as a green job or whether he is still an HVAC technician who's just doing it newer and better.
With more green knowledge.
Yeah.
Whether that's a new job or right.
Just an improvement on an old job.
Just tallying up a job that you could say that's a green job we created is not as clear cut as I think people thought it was going to be.
That story's in this Sunday's paper.
It is.
Thank you, Dan.
No problem, guys.